Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 12, 1805. Fleas. The corps is settled into temporary quarters at the site where they will build Fort Clatsop. 2 days ago, on December 10, Clark and a small party returned from their scouting journey, which included a visit to a small village of Clatsop Indians. Upon arriving at the camp, he found all the men employed putting up huts and cabins for their winter quarters. Clark writes about the day's activities and the fleas.
All hands that are well, employed in cutting logs and raising our winter cabins. Detached 2 men to split boards. Some rain at intervals all last night and today. The fleas were troublesome last night, that I made a broken night's rest. We find great difficulty in getting those trouble insects out of our robes and blankets. In the evening, 2 canoes of Clatsops visit us. They brought with them wapato, a black sweet root, and a small sea otter skin, all of which we purchased for a few fishing hooks, and a small sack of Indian tobacco, which was given us by the Snake Indians. Those Indians appear well disposed. We gave a medal to the principal chief named Konya Ah, or Komo Wol, and treated those with him with as much attention as we could. I can readily discover that they are close dealers, and stickle for very little. Never close a bargain except they think they have the advantage. Value blue beads highly. White they also prize, but no other color do they value in the least. The wapato they sell high. This root they purchase at a high price from the natives above. Captain William Clark, December 12, 1805.
The chief to whom they gave a medal was more properly called Cobaway. The captains made him a gift of Fort Clatsop when they departed the following spring, and he apparently occupied the structure for several years. His grandson, Silas B. Smith, assisted Olin D. Wheeler in locating the fort site in 1899. As Clark wrote, blue and white beads were highly prized by the Indians, but the captains were just about out of them. Clark usually carried a few red beads in his pocket, but found they were of no value to Indians. The replica of Fort Clatsop that was built 50 years ago burned on October 4 of this year. There was a criminal investigation, but the latest is that the fire was probably caused by electrical malfunction. One half of the fort was completely destroyed, and the other half charred so badly that it cannot be reconstructed. Plans are in the works to make another replica. The fort was one of the most popular Lewis and Clark Memorial sites and was managed by the National Park Service. Tomorrow, splitting wood for walls.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.